올해 우리 마지막 날이 가고 또 새해를 맞이합니다.
That is the last day of the year and we're going to be facing the new year.
하나님은 별로 뭐 변하는 게 없습니다.
But God remains unchanging.
그러나 우리가 변해야 되겠죠.
However, we need to change.
그동안에 그 우리 이 옛날에 지어진 건물인데 우리가 사서 들어와서 수리를 했죠.
That this building was built a very long time ago, and when we came and refurnished it.
너무 오래돼가지고 저 밑에 있는 건물은 무너지기 직전이라서 쓰지 못하도록 돼 있습니다.
And because it was built so long ago, the building right underneath this building was too old, and they were not allowed to use it.
여기도 사실은 지금 그 겉으로 대충 해놨는데 이게 무너질 수도 있고. 화재 위험도 있고 여러 가지 위험이 있습니다.
And honestly, this building as well, even though we refurnish it, there is some danger that it might collapse or it might even burn.
우리가 빨리 못 지은 이유는 법적으로 길이 안 나기 때문에 그런 겁니다.
But the reason why we were able to quickly build a new building is because by law we weren't able to put a road here.
20년 동안을 우리가 길을 내달라고 요청을 하고 건축을 새로 하겠다. 이렇게 얘기를 했습니다.
And for 20 years, we requested that they give us the permits for the road, and that we would newly construct our church building.
꽤 많은 분들이 듣고 뭐 했는데 실현이 되질 않았어요.
And many people heard what we were saying, but no one actually did anything.
네, 이번에 어제 우리 이 여기에 길이 날 수 있도록 구청에서 전문인들이 회의를 하고 이렇게 허락을 해주셨습니다.
But finally, yesterday, the professionals at the district office had a meeting so that they would give us the permits so that we could have a road into this church building.
이게 지금 20년 만에 처음입니다.
And that's the first time that happened in 20 years.
그 길이 법적으로 나면 우리는 허가도 받고 건축도 할 수가 있습니다.
And once we legally lay that road, we can receive the permits to build a new church building.
이 일에 우리 구청에 많은 전문인들 또 많은 교수님들 이분들이 많이 이렇게 검토를 하신 것 같습니다.
And for this, the many workers as well as the professionals and the professors in our district office were examining this and analyzing the situation.
그 중에 특히 우리 청장님이 잘 살펴서 여기가 위험하지 않도록 건축이 길이 나도록 이렇게 안내를 잘 해주셨습니다.
And in particular, the person in charge, he was made sure that this place would be very safe and that we could put a road here.
너무 감사를 드립니다.
And I really want to thank him.
사실은 지금 우리 이 설교하면요, 각 나라에서 개인들이 받는 것 말고도 우리 방송국과 유튜브에 20만 명 넘어 들어옵니다.
And honestly, when we give the sermon here, not just the people who are listening online or just personally, there are over 200,000 viewers.
이 메시지는 또 각 나라의 방송으로 한 100개여 나라에 갑니다.
And also, this message is being broadcast in over 100 different nations.
굉장히 세계에서 우리 교회로 많은 기도하고 있습니다.
And the entire world, people from all over the world are actually praying for this church.
그래 우리 또 한 해를 보냈는데 우리 영도 구청의 청장이신 우리 김철은 청장님 예배에 참석하셨습니다.
And for our district office, Kim Chun is here and he's all participating in our worship today.
방송 치라 소리 안 했는데도 지금 치고 있습니다.
I didn't ask for applause, but everybody's applauding him.
지금 방송 보고 있는 많은 우리 성도님들이 박수 치고 있습니다.
And I'm sure that the many of our believers who are watching this online are also applauding.
전 세계 또 우리 기도하는 가족들이 나는 뭐 30만, 35만 가연 이랬는데 이번 통계를 놓고 보니 그보다 더 넘어요.
And all of our members nationwide around the world are probably praying for us as well. I heard that we had over 300,000 members, and I was wondering if that was true. But looking at the numbers this time, I know that it is true.
올해는 이제 새해에는 중요한 응답받을 단어 세 개를 붙잡아야 되겠습니다.
That in the new year, we must grab hold of three words through which we will receive answers.
오늘 우리 첫 번째를 붙잡아야 될 부분입니다.
That the first thing we must hold to today.
많은 분들이 나는 사는 게 더 어렵다. 그렇게 얘기합니다.
That many will say that life is difficult.
말은 안 해도 많이 어려움을 느끼는 겁니다.
Although they may not actually express that, they are facing hardships.
실제로 그 내가 너무 살기 힘들어서 막 거의 포기다 하는 사람이 한 40% 나왔어요.
And about 40% of people are saying that it's so hard that I just want to give up.
힘들지만은 막 화동으로 사는 사람들이 절반 한 50% 나왔어요.
And about 50% of people are saying it is hard but they're just barely scraping by.
그럼에도 90% 아닙니까?
And that too, that makes up 90%.
내가 좀 성공했다 하는 사람이 10%밖에 안 돼요.
And it's only 10% who think that they have really succeeded.
네, 이 사람들도 힘든 일을 하다 보니까 굉장히 어려운 상태에 있는 거죠.
And these two are people too are doing hard work and that's why they're facing difficulties.
자, 왜 이렇게 힘들까요?
Why is it so hard?
이걸 여러분이 꼭 해결해야 되겠죠.
And so you must resolve this.
세계에서 제일 잘 사는 나라가 사실은 미국입니다.
And honestly, America is the most well-off nation in the world.
미국의 정신질환자 최고로 많습니다.
But we've got the most amount of mental patients in America.
사실은 아시아에서 잘 사는 나라는 일본입니다.
Then in Asia, the most well-off nation would be Japan.
일본의 정신병자 최고로 많습니다.
But we see that there are so many mental patients in Japan. That's the number one nation in all of Asia.
대학생 때 들은 얘긴데 유럽은 자살을 많이 하는데 그 중에서 독일이 1위로 나왔어요.
And I heard this when I was in college, but they said they make people commit suicide a lot in Europe, and number one would be Germany.
그때 내가 대학생 때 봤는데 뭐라고 소개됐냐면은 제일 평균적으로 잘 사는 나라가 독일인데 자살률이 제일 높다.
But on average, the most affluent nation was Germany, but they've got the number one suicide rate.
교회마저도 이제는 막 문을 닫기 시작하고 어려움 오고 있습니다.
And even the churches are closing the doors and facing hardships.
이제 교회 가면 뭐 사람 소리, 세상 소리, 틀린 소리만 많이 있습니다.
And when you go to church, there's so much noise from people, from the world, and incorrect noise.
이러다 보니까 많은 새 가족들, 어린 신자들은 방황할 수밖에 없어요.
And that's why many of the new believers, the young believers, are wandering.
오래된 신자들은 중직자분들 이런 분들은 좀 갈등 속에 있어요.
And long-term believers, such as our church officers, are facing conflicts.
그 목회자들 어떻습니까?
Then what about the pastors?
이 사람들은 사실상은 많은 마음 고생하고 말 영적으로 이렇게 다운돼 있는 이런 상황 지금 세계적으로 흘러가고 있어요.
And honestly, mentally they're facing hardships and spiritually they're very depressed.
뭐 또 기도해도 정치는 어떻고 사회는 어떻습니까?
But think about society or politics.
뭐 코로나 오는 바람에 전 세계는 지금 난립니다.
Because of COVID-19, the entire world is in an uproar.
많은 정치적으로도 어려움 당하고 힘들고 막 이런 일들이 많습니다.
And politically, many people are facing hardships and things are hard all around.
한마디로 영적 문제가 많이.
Simply put, many spiritual problems are arising.
이때에 그리스도께서 감람원으로 제자와 중직자 70인을 부르신 겁니다.
At this time, Jesus called the 70 workers and his apostles to the church, Garden of Gethsemane.
중요한 말씀을 주셨습니다.
A Mount of Olives, and here we see something very important.
8절에서 읽었습니다만은 여기가 감람문입니다.
Then we read from verse 8, but this was the Mount of Olives.
중요하겠죠.
It's very important.
부활하신 그리스도께서 여기로 부르십니다.
The resurrected Lord called them here.
되겠죠.
And so we need to know this.
마지막 메시지를 주신 겁니다.
He gave them the last message.
여기가 감람문입니다.
And this was the Mount of Olives.
대충 알아야 되겠어요. 제대로 알아야 되겠어요.
Then should we just vaguely know this or absolutely know this? We need to absolutely know this. That's what's important.
이걸 제대로 모르면 신앙은 제대로 안 되는 겁니다.
And if we don't properly know this, we can't properly live our walk of faith.
여기에서 굉장한 얘기를 하시는 가운데 가장 중요한 답을 주신 겁니다.
And as he spoke about very important things here, he gave the very important answer.
거기에 몇 단어 나오죠. 하나님 나라의 일을 40을 설명했다 이렇게 나왔죠.
And we see a few terms here. It says that he explained the things pertaining to God's kingdom for 40 days.
그 말씀이 오직 성령 충만 받으면 권능을 받게 될 거다 이렇게 얘기했죠.
And what he said was, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power.
그리고 땅끝까지 증인이 될 것이라.
And you will be my witnesses to the very ends of the earth.
이 말 속에 무슨 답이 들어있어요?
Now, what kind of answer are within these words?
붙잡아야 될 단어예요.
It's what you need to hold on to.
제자들 보고요.
To the disciples.
70인 중자들.
And to the 70 workers, the church officers.
너가 응답받으면 끝나는 거야.
If you receive answers, that's it. Isn't that so?
네가 응답받으면 다 살리는 거야.
If you receive answers, you can save everyone.
네가 나 너를 살려야 되는 거야.
That you have to save yourself.
네가 누군지를 정말로 발견해야 돼.
And you need to truly realize who you are.
그 말씀을 준 겁니다.
That's the words that he gave.
그들이 감람원에서 내려온 겁니다.
And now they were the ones that came down from the Mount of Olives.
내려와서 초대교회가 탄생되는데 그게 마가 다락방.
Coming down, they had the birth of the early church, and that was Mark's upper room.
거기서 어떤 답을 주었습니까?
And what answer was given there?
네가 응답받으면 되는 거야.
That all you need is for you to receive answers.
나의 24.
It's my 24 hours.
이걸 준 겁니다.
He gave them this.
이걸 다 가지고 내려왔어.
And so they came down with this.
이걸 준 겁니다.
That this was given.
자, 이 답을 얻은 사람이 세계를 변화시켰다.
And the ones who gained this answer were the ones who changed the world. It's not a difficult thing. They changed the world.
기독교인들 보면 오래 믿는 사람들 보면요. 계속 딴 생각을.
And if you look at Christians, long-time believers, they keep on having different thoughts.
이건 지금 뭔 거니까요. 뭐가 옳다 맞다 이런 거 그런 정도가 아닙니다.
Then what is this? It's not a matter of what's right or what's wrong.
뭡니까?
What is this?
네가 살면 세계 살릴 수 있는 거야.
If you live, you can save the world.
그는 온도관 때문에 생각도 없고 자꾸 뭐 응답이 왔다 안 왔다 이런 얘기 지금 기독신들 하고 있어요.
But they can't even think about that. Christians are only talking about, oh, have I received answers or I don't have any answers. Jesus did not speak of that. He says the filling of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. You will receive power.
하나님 나라 위에 보좌의 축복이 내려올 거야.
And the blessing from above, from God's kingdom, will come down to you.
그러면 저 땅 끝까지 살리게 될 거야.
Then you will save to the ends of the earth.
너의 24야.
That is your 24 hours.
알려줍니다.
He told them that.
진짜 세계 뒤집었어요.
And they really overturned the world.
처음으로.
For the very first time.
처음으로 전 세계를 초대교회 복음했어요.
For the first time, the early church evangelized the entire world.
자, 여기서 여러분들이 조금 이유를 먼저 알아요.
And from here, you need to know the reasons first.
왜 그랬을까요?
Why was it?
여기서 예수님이 지금 말씀을 하신 겁니다.
Here Jesus spoke.
감람산에서 알려준 거예요.
He let them know on the Mount of Olives.
많은 사람들이 90%의 사람들이요. 나를 놓친 겁니다.
That 90% of the people have lost themselves.
아예 나를 놓친 거예요.
They've lost themselves.
그러니까 이유도 모릅니다.
And so they don't even know the reason.
아니, 왜 이래 사람 다 고통 오죠?
Why is life so hard?
아니, 살아갈수록 하나님 응답이 오고 늘 감사가 나와야 되는데 그게 뭐, 왜 그런지 안 된단 말이에요.
The more they live, the more they should be thankful for the answer that God gives. But that's not happening and they don't even know why.
해결해야 되겠죠.
They need to solve this. That's why he called them to the Mount
여러분,
of Olives.
2022년 메시지 지금 확실히 딱 잡으시죠.
And so surely grab hold the message for 2022. It's you are all we need.
그 모인 사람이 120명 정도 기록이 나왔어요.
That it's recorded the people gathered there were only about 120 members.
많은 사람들이 나를 발견했는데 내가 나를 발견한 거예요.
I think about it. Many people have realized who they are, but it's only that they've realized themselves.
이걸 보고 엘리트라고 합니다.
We call them the elite.
내가 나를 발견했어요.
That they have uncovered themselves.
내가 열심히 합니다.
That's why they work so
자,
hard.
내가 나를 발견하니까 뭐가 옵니까?
And because they have figured out who they are, what comes?
내가 스스로 나를 발견했기 때문에 뭐가 옵니까?
Because they've uncovered who they are on their own, what happens?
한계가 오는 거예요.
They face limitations.
어느 날 한계가 오는
거예요. One day they face a limitation.
이걸 넘어서지를 못한다.
And they can't overstep that.
이걸 이용해가지고 완전히 3단체가 있는 거예요.
That utilizing this, the three organizations have completely arisen.
3단체가 나서 창세기 3장 6장 11장을 심어는
That three organizations have arisen and planted Genesis 3, 6, and 11.
자, 이거는 교회가 전혀 모르고 있는.
And the church is completely oblivious to this.
미국에는 3단체 아시죠? New Age 단체.
That you know about the three organizations in America,
단체.
the New Agers.
New Age 단체를 미국은 인정합니다. 워낙 크니까.
Then America has already acknowledged New Agers. Why? Because that organization is so large.
대표적인 인물이
And a representative of them would be Bill Gates.
교회는 멍청한지 아무것도 몰라.
But the church is a fool. They don't know anything.
그래가지고 뭘 들고 나왔냐면요. 창세기 3장 들고 나왔어.
And what did they come out with? Genesis chapter 3. You don't have to believe in God. That's what they're saying.
마귀가 그랬잖아. 하나님 믿지 마.
Genesis chapter 3, the devil said that. You don't have to believe in God.
이 사과를 먹으면 하나님처럼 되는 거야.
If you eat this fruit of knowledge of good and evil, 그렇죠. you'll become like God.
똑같은 말 지금 New Age가
And it's the same words that the New Age are using.
없어.
You don't need to believe in God.
네가 하나님 되는 거야.
You become God yourself.
대단하죠.
That sounds great, doesn't it?
이름으로 모든 책 다 나와 있어.
But this is a theme of all their books.
발견해라.
You have to uncover yourself. You have to develop yourself.
목사님들은 그 모로 그 책 읽고 설교합니다.
And pastors unwittingly read those books and give sermons on them.
이런 쪼다 같은 짓을 하니까 세계교회는 문 닫지.
This is the kind of idiotic things that they're doing. That's why the world churches are closing their doors. The second organization.
창세기 6장.
Genesis chapter 6. That you have to accept this God.
Nephilim.
That's the Nephilim.
누굽니까?
And who is that?
Freemason.
The Freemasons.
이 사람들이 만든 단어가 명상입니다.
And the term that they use is transcendental meditation.
쉬운 예를 들어볼게요.
Let me give a simple example.
명상 운동의 전문인 세계를 장악한 스티브 잡스.
Steve Jobs, who is a master of transcendental meditation and who has seized the world.
이번에 프리메이션 팀들이 운영하는 명상 대학을 졸업하고 세계를 움직이고 있는 BTS.
And BTS who graduated from one of the universities that the people who are doing the transcendental meditation movement have raised up and now they're moving the world.
왜 큰일 났어요?
And the church really is in trouble.
이 막 교인들은 멍청하냐 막 매달 쓴 내가 들을 때는 한 개도 쓸 말이 없어 쓸데없는 말.
But church members are such fools because they keep on saying useless things. The way when I listen to it, nothing they're not help at all. But it's so exasperating.
이때 이 사람 장악해.
It's at this time that these people have seized everything.
3차 산업혁명이 있잖아요.
They've seized the third industrial revolution.
이미 우리는 지금 비대면이다 뭐다 이렇게 탄식하고 있는데 이 빌 게이츠와 스티브 잡스 둘이는 10년 전에 이미 비대면으로 세계를 장악한 대면화를 완성시키고.
That while we are lamenting over things going online and being contact free, 10 years ago people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs already made all of the offline preparation for this online situation. What do you think?
이 두 단체를 뒤에서 살살 조종한 게 유대인이에요.
And what is manipulating these two organizations from behind the scenes are the Jewish organizations.
제2의 바벨탑을 쌓겠다고.
And they want to build the second Tower of Babel.
교회도 심부름 하고 있어요.
And the church is actually running their errands.
제 말 맞는지 안 맞는지요. 적어도 대학 나온 사람들은 지금 시중에 체감 보세요. 히트치운 책들 다 이 사람들 책입니다.
At the very least, those of you who graduate from university, check to see if my words are right. Go all of the see the bestsellers. They're all from these organizations.
그 프리메이션 책.
The New Agers as well as the Freemasons.
그 사람 다 만들고 이 사람은 뒤에서 조절하고 있대.
They're the ones who make all this, and the ones manipulating that from behind the scenes are the Jewish people.
노벨상 3분의 1을 가져간 유대인.
The Jewish people who have already taken one third of the Nobel prizes.
각 나라의 총리, 장관, 수상으로 들어가 있는 유대인.
And the Jewish people who has gone in as prime ministers as well as presidents of various nations.
대단하지요.
They're really something.
그래서 다 뺏긴 뿐인 겁니다.
And that's why we're losing hold of everything.
그러니까. 네가 살아야 돼.
And so you must live.
지금 똑같은 상황이에요.
That is the same situation now.
로마가 세계를 정복해서 우상의 제왕 누르고 있지 않습니까?
That Rome had conquered the world and was oppressing the world with their idols.
얼마 전에는 저 바벨론에 당했잖아요.
That prior to that they were taken in by Babylon.
옛날에 애굽에 당했잖아요.
In the past they were taken in by Egypt.
지금 감람원에서 답을 준 겁니다.
But now the Lord has given them the answer on the Mount of Olives.
거냐?
That what is your 24 hours?
하나님의 나라의 일을 40일 동안 설명하고 난 뒤에 오직 성령마다 권능 받으면 땅 끝까지 가 살 것이.
After explaining the things pertaining to God's kingdom for 40 days, he says, "But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you receive power, and you will go to the ends of the earth."
여기서 여러분이 꼭 기억해야 될 것이.
And there is something that you must remember here.
자, 하나님이 만드신 나를 찾는다.
That we have to find the me God made.
이게 이제 중요한 거죠.
That's what's important.
쉽게 말하면 단어를 간단하게 설명하겠습니다.
That simply put, let's look at these terms.
내 안에 보좌를 만드는 것.
That we are establishing God's throne in me. That that's how we live.
얘기예요.
That's very important.
어디 말입니까?
Where?
내 안에.
In me.
내 안에 이 보좌를 만드는
establish a throne in me.
엄청난 공부를 많이 한 사람이 다른 거 필요 없어 이걸 해야 살아 라고 말해서 나 바울이 얘기해요.
That someone who had studied so much said, I don't need anything else. All I need is this. And that was Paul.
맞죠?
What else?
갈라디아 2장 20절.
Galatians 2:20.
네 안에 그리스도께서
That Christ now lives in you.
사단과 흑암 세계 죽을 수밖에 없는 너는 십자에 끝냈고 그리스도가 네 안에.
You who had no choice but to die because of Satan and of sin has been nailed to the cross and now Christ lives in you.
고린도전서 3장 16절 너희가 하나님의 성전인 것과
1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 Do you not know that you are the temple of God?
하나님이 계시면 하나님의 성전이잖아요.
That if God is in you, then you are the temple of God.
문재인 대통령께서 꼭 우리 집에 한 달 계시겠다는 우리 집이 청와대요.
Then 그렇죠? let us say, for example, that President Moon Jae-in says that he wants to live in my house for a month, then my house becomes the blue house. And my house becomes the blue house.
아, 뭐 왕이면 난 꼭 저기겠다. 그게 왕궁이에요.
If the king says, oh, I want to live over there, then that becomes the palace.
하나님의 성령이 내 안에 계시면 성전이.
If God's Holy Spirit is in me, then I am God's temple.
그때부터 새로운 피조물.
From that point on, I become a new creation.
자, 한글로 해석하겠습니다.
Then let me write this again in Korean.
하나님의 보좌가 내 안에 있는.
It means God's throne in me.
보통 사람이 못 알아듣는 얘기죠.
But most people don't understand these words. But Jesus said this.
이 얘기를 알아들은 사람들이 세계를 살.
And the ones who understand these words were the ones who saved the world.
나의 24.
We call this my 24 hours.
이번에 그 놓치면 안 됩니다.
Do not lose hold of this.
지금 메시지 주고다 지금 정리다 올해 새해 나오는 메시지 놓치면요. 여러분 그 가짜 기독교인이요. 그리스도께서 주신 것을 가지고 있어야 돼요.
That we have been flowing down with the message, 그렇죠? and now we are concluding the message and going on to the New Year's message. And so you must not lose hold of what Christ told us. If you do, then you are a fake Christian.
십자가에서 승리해서 감람원까지 불러서 그리스도 주신 메시지 그걸 무시해 버리고 딴 거 자꾸 부자합니다. 그게 가짜예요.
That Christ triumphed on the cross and then he called into the Mount of Olives and gave this new message. And if we don't hold to that, then that's what it means to be fake.
이 축복을 알고 있는 사람들은요. 된다 안 된다 그런 말 안 해요.
Those who know these blessings will not say things like, oh, it's working or it's not working. They won't say that.
맞다 안 맞다 그런 말 안 해요.
They're not going to say, oh, it's right or it's wrong.
왜냐하면 이게 맞을 때가 안 맞을 때 있어요.
Why? Because it could be right or it might not be right.
지금은 안 맞는 게 있다니까.
That there are things that were right then, but it's not right now.
가장 중요한 여러분이 받아야 될 24 축복이 뭐냐 이겁니다.
The most important is the 24-hour blessing you must receive right now is this, the throne in you.
이런 사람 한 사람만 딱 나오면
And if we just have one person like this, then the works will take place.
뭐가 나왔습니까?
What do we see?
여러분, 이 사람들이 나왔는데 뭐가 나왔는가 하니까요. 보좌의 축복이 내 안에 임했단 말은 뭘 말합니까?
What do we mean when we say the blessing of the throne is in me?
이게 뭔 말입니까?
Then what does the blessing of the throne mean?
보좌를 움직이는 성삼위 하나님이 내게 오력으로 나타나야 돼.
That the triune God who works from the throne appears in me through the five powers.
그렇죠.
That's what it means.
이 보좌의 축복이 그게 내게 임해졌다 그 말이에요.
It means the blessing of the throne has come upon me.
그 정도가 아니죠.
It goes beyond that.
이 지금 아홉 가지 보좌의 능력이 내게 임한 거예요.
The nine powers of the throne has come upon me.
그뿐만 아니잖아요.
Not only that.
이제는 이 보좌의 큰 역사가 나타나도록 삼시대의 축복이 내게 왔다.
And now the blessing of the three ages come upon me so that this great blessing of the throne can be manifest in me.
그게 이 아래에 다 들어있어요.
That all that is in this.
다 잊어먹어도 괜찮아요.
It's okay even if you forget everything.
예수님 하신 말씀. 하나님 나라의 일.
What Jesus said, the things pertaining to God's kingdom. That's what he explained for 40 days. And so, the blessing of the throne in me. It's this. And what else? Now you receive only the power of the Holy Spirit. Then you will be my witnesses to the very ends of the earth. And from this point on, what comes out? Who were the witnesses who received this blessing? There's evidence. The seven remnants.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that so?
요셉이 응답을 받아버리니까 전 세계가 살아나.
When Joseph received answers, the entire world was revived. That's what we're talking about.
여러분이 말이죠. 부모님이 부모 교육할 겁니까? 여러분이 응답 받으면 부모님도 살아.
That you're not going to sit there and educate your parents, but if you receive answers, your parents will be revived as well.
우리 저 김의성이 청와대 들어가 일하고 있는데. 가서 대통령 교육할 거예요?
And our Kim Il-sung remnant is working at the Blue House and he's not going to go and educate the president. He can't.
응답 받아버리면 그분도 축복을 받아.
But if he receives answers, then even the president will receive
그렇죠.
blessings. Isn't that so?
그렇죠. That
is the blessings that Christians have received.
지금 이 메시지가요. 세계를 나기 때문에 우리 영도구청하고 김철원 청장님 전 세계로 나갔다니까.
That right now this budget is going all over the world, and that is why our Yeongdo district office, as well as the mayor there, is going to receive be on the broadcast all over the world.
그래 봐, 세계 제일 좋은 영도구가 되어버린 거야.
And so it'll become the greatest Yeongdo district in all the world.
있어요,
and no one's going to say anything against that.
아니, 싸워 이깁니까? 아닙니다. 그건 수준 낮은 사람들이고, 우리는 하나님의 축복을 받아 이기는 겁니다.
Are we going to fight and win? No, that's what low class people do. We're going to win by receiving God's blessings. That's what I'm talking about.
나의 24.
My 24 hours.
찾아냈어요.
We need to seek this out.
보좌의 축복이 내 안에.
The blessing of the throne in me.
겁니다.
Then that's it.
성경 전체에 이 히브리서 11장에 보니까 믿음의 영웅들을 쫙 설명해요.
If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, it explains all the heroes of faith throughout the Bible.
이 사람이 한 명이 응답 받으니까 다른 사람이 살아버려.
And these people, just one of them received answers, and everyone else was revived. That's what's important.
올바른 기독교인 돼야 돼요.
That you have to be the correct believer.
이기는 게 아닙니다.
Not picking out other people's flaws and overcoming, not fighting and winning.
어, 지지도 안 해요.
And you can't even correct people that way.
허감은 도망가.
If I receive answers, darkness will flee.
명심해야 돼요.
Keep that in mind.
영도가 축복 받으면 축복 다른 데 받는다 할 때.
If Yeongdo receives blessings, then this blessing will be transmitted everywhere.
그러면 아주 막 멋이로 와요.
Then people will come looking to us.
우리 김철 차장님 국회 나가서 안 나가게 안 가요.
Then if our district mayor comes to him and says, oh, you should go out for president. And he says, no, I don't want to do that. But if they keep coming at him that way, then he has no choice but to go out. That's for real. And Joseph never asked to become governor, but they kept telling him to be governor. And Joseph never asked to be governor. He didn't. But when he received answers, the king told him to become the governor. David didn't want to become king. He never asked for that. But after he broke down Goliath, everyone is up saying he should be our next king. The early church. Keep this in mind.
그럼 어떻게 됩니까?
Then what happens?
우리 앞에 항상 세 가지 있습니다.
That there are always three things in front of us.
항상 우리 앞에 뭐죠? 문제.
There are always three things in front
그렇죠?
of us. Problems.
항상 우리 앞에 갈등.
And there's always conflicts in front of us.
항상 우리 앞에 위기도.
And there's always crises in front of us as well.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
문제가 왔을 때 문제를 보는 사람. 갈등생이 돼 갈등을 보는 사람, 위기를 보는 사람은 똑똑한 사람이에요. 그렇죠?
When a problem comes and a person views that as a problem, or when a crisis or a conflict comes, they view that as a conflict or a crisis, that's a smart person.
그 사람은 세계복음 못합니다.
But that person cannot do world evangelization.
문제 왔을 때 하나님이 주시는 답을 보는 사람.
That is the person who sees God's answers when they look at problems.
내 지금 영어 쓰는 이유는 전 세계에서 보고 있기 때문에.
And the reason why I'm writing the English is because all the world is watching this broadcast.
한글
and so sometimes when I don't write the Korean and I only write the English, then the Koreans get all confused. So I have to write both.
갈등 만나가지고 갈등 누리는 사람은 맞는데 그 사람은 세계 살 인물이 아니에요. 갈등 때는 하나님 주는 굉장한 갱신.
Then when a conflict comes, there are some people who view that as a conflict and just think of it as a conflict. And yes, they're smart, but they're not going to move the world. You have to see God's great renewal.
예, 새롭게 되는 거예요.
And so you are renewed.
위기 만났을 때 위기다 하고 가만히 있으면 맞는데 그건 쓸모없는 사람.
And when you face a crisis and you look at it saying, oh, it's a crisis, that's right, but you're not going to be used by God with that. And the crisis is when you can seek out God's chance.
명심하시기
Keep that in mind.
자, 그러면 이 한 명 때문에 여러분 한 명이 완전히 아무것도 없이 시작했다가 모든 것 살립니다.
But because of this one thing, you one person starts with nothing and saves everything.
답이에요.
This is the answer.
그 답을 감는 겁니다.
That it's this answer that he's emphasizing.
너 때문에 세계가 살아.
Right now you've got nothing, but because of you, the world will be revived.
아무도 나를 도울 자도 없고 내가 할 수도 없어. Nobody.
And there's nobody who can help you, and you yourself cannot do it.
힘도 없는 내가 하나님의 보좌의 능력이 임하니까 완에 많은 사람을 살리기도 해버리다.
You are powerless, and yet because the power of the throne comes upon you, you can now save everybody.
믿으시기 바랍니다.
Believe that.
저는 마음속에 한 가지 하는 거 있어요.
There's always one thing I do in my heart.
30년에 시작했고요. 그래서 전 세계 35만 일어나고 서울 어디 쭉 갑니다.
Then I began here in Busan, and then now we've got over 350,000 members throughout the nation and the world, and I go all over the place.
누가 뭔 소리 해도 안 속습니다.
But no matter what anyone says, I'm not deceived.
듣는 것처럼 하지만 안 듣습니다.
That I pretend as if I'm listening, but I don't really listen.
딱 한 소리예요.
Because it's all passing.
하나님의 보좌의 능력이 여러분에게 임한다 그 말이에요.
And the power of the throne must come upon you.
이게 구원받은 자요.
That's what it means to be saved.
그러면 반드시 몇 가지 응답이 옵니다.
Then there are a few answers that will absolutely come.
그럼 준비를 해야 되겠죠.
Then we need to prepare.
반드시 몇 가지 준비가.
And there are a few preparations we need to make.
이 세 가지는 몰라도 됩니다. 오니까 그러나 누리려면 준비를 해야 되죠.
These three things you can be unaware of them because they're going to come anyway. But if you really want to come, then you need to prepare to enjoy them.
깊은 산에 가면 싹 생수가 있습니다. 막 강원은 그냥 가도 먹어요. 그러나 그럴 준비하면 좋죠.
That if you go deep into the woods, there is a fresh spring there. And even if you just go, you'll be able to drink from it. But if you prepare your vessel, then you can even drink it better.
뭐가 나옵니까?
What do we see?
이 축복 속에 내게 보좌의 능력이 임했단 말이에요.
That within this blessing, it means that the blessing of the throne has come upon you.
아니, 여러분에게 막 보좌의 능력이 임한 거예요.
That the blessing of the throne has come upon you. This is Jesus' promise.
약속.
This is the promise of the Bible. Believe it.
안 믿으니까.
But because you don't,
아, 벌써 이거 진짜로 기도하고 있으면요. 이 봐, 보좌의 능력이 의성인데 나타나는 거예요.
If you really believe this and begin to pray, then the blessing of the throne will come upon 의성.
그럼 대통령에게도 도움 되고.
Then it's going to be of help to the president and to others.
어른상 도움 되고 이래 되는 거예요.
He'll be able to help everyone. It just naturally happens.
이게 오래되면 변화가 일어나는 거예요.
And as that takes place over time, change takes place too.
우리 영도가 있는데 말이죠. 우리 청장님이 하나님 보좌의 능력이 임해. 그러면 영도는 자꾸만 살리는 일이 벌어집니다.
That we have here our church here in Yeongdo, but let's say the blessing of the throne comes upon our district mayor, then works will continue to arise through around him to save the region of Yeongdo.
이렇게 해서 세 가지가 따라옵니다.
And in this way, three things follow.
첫째입니다.
First of all,
아무도 모르는 절대 시간표와.
We see the absolute time schedule that nobody else knows.
아무도 몰라 이거.
Nobody else knows this.
앞서부터 타임.
The absolute time. It comes. This comes.
간단하게 성경 몇 개 예를 들어 보겠습니다.
Let me just briefly give a few Bible references.
노예로 끌려가는 요셉입니다.
Joseph who was dragged away as a slave in Genesis 39.
벌써 이 축복을 누리고 있어요.
But Joseph was already enjoying this blessing.
그 노예로 가니까 이게 뭡니까?
And so when he was taken as a slave, what happened?
저로의 시간표가
It became the golden opportunity.
독립돼요.
Later on, he became governor.
잠깐 얘기 다 할 것도 넘어갑시다.
Then let's move on.
사무엘상 7장 1절에 17절입니다.
For Samuel chapter 7 verse 1 through 7.
뭐죠?
Who's this?
골리앗이 나타난 거예요.
Goliath appeared.
이게 절대 시간표예요.
This is the absolute time schedule. While everyone else was trembling in fear.
이때 하나님이 다윗이요. 다윗은 이미 이 축복을 누리고 있어요.
At this time, David was already enjoying this blessing.
그걸 갖고 있어요.
He had this already.
골리앗을 단번에 꺾었어요.
And he broke down Goliath in just one shot.
지금도 많은 언론인들이 큰 싸움은 다윗과 골리앗 싸움이었는데 아닙니다. 다윗하고 골리앗하고 백분부터 백분 다 다윗이 이게.
That even now, many people in the press, they use that example saying a battle like Goliath, David and Goliath. But what they're saying is wrong. Even now, if David and Goliath went at it 100 times, he would win 100 times.
다니엘과 사드랑 메사 아벤누고가 바벨론에 포로돼 갔어요.
Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were taken captives to Babylon.
뭐였습니까?
And what did they do there in Daniel 1? The golden time schedule came, and so that's why they set resolved in their hearts. And you know very well what happened.
자, 여러분, 요 단어만 딱 알면 따라와요.
And if you just know these terms, then the rest will follow.
어떻게 됐습니까?
And let's see what happens.
오늘 본문에 드디어 하나님의 나라의 일을 40일 동안.
Like today's scripture passage, Jesus spoke about the things pertaining to God's kingdom for 40 days.
다른 말로 오직 성령의 임합니다.
And but when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
요 임하니까 땅 끝까지 증인.
And when this came upon them, they became witnesses to the very end of the earth.
참고해야 됩니다.
You must keep in mind.
절대 시간표가 올 때 약간 문제 있는 것처럼 올 수 있어요.
When an absolute time period comes, it might appear as if it's a problem.
문제 있는 것처럼.
It may look like a problem.
그러면 많은 사람들은 걱정하게 되죠.
Then many people will begin to worry.
이 답을 가지고 있는 사람은 미리 보게 돼.
But those who have this answer will be able to see that in advance.
그래서 이 답이 없는 사람은 이게 뭐가 되는 거니까 걱정거리가 돼.
And so that's why for those who don't have this answer, they become anxious and worried. Why? Because it looks like a problem.
이 축복 가지고 있는 사람들은 미리 보기가 되는 거야.
But those who have this blessing will be able to preview this. They can see it in advance. And they see it in advance.
두 번째 옵니다.
Then number two.
이 축복 누리고 있으면 24.
If you enjoy this blessing, 24 hours, what comes?
아무도 못 보는, 못 봐요.
Nobody else can see this.
절대 응답이 옵니다.
You see the absolute answer.
그 시간표가 오더니 절대 응답이 옵니다.
The first time period comes, now you see the absolute answer.
이게 온다니까요.
This comes.
이 응답이 딱 오는 거예요.
That this answer comes.
됐죠.
Then that's it.
이게 하나님의 백성이 누리는 축복이에요.
This is the blessing God's people can enjoy.
뭐 걱정님 하고 있는 게 뭐 진짜 걱정 맞습니까?
And the worries that you have right now, are they really worries?
제대로 하고 계시는 겁니다.
That are you properly worrying?
아니거든요.
The way I see it, no, not at all.
그게 꼭 나쁘다는 증거 있습니까?
And there's
없어요.
No proof that that's really a bad thing, isn't there?
얼마나 쓸데없는 걱정 많아요.
And there's so many useless worries that we have.
그래서 내 속에 보좌의 축복 임하지 않고 아주 세상 염려가 가득 임해가지고 어떻게 되겠어요?
And so rather than the blessing of the throne coming upon you, you're filled with worldly worries. And what's going to happen?
참고해야 됩니다.
You must keep in mind.
이 절대 응답은 반드시 어떤 일이 탁 생기면서 옵니다.
That for the absolute answer, some incident or event happens and then it comes.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
절대 시간표는 문제가 오는 것처럼 오지만은 절대 응답은요, 이거 좀 일이 생긴 것처럼 이렇게 옵니다.
But for the absolute time schedule, it looks like a problem has come. But for the absolute answer, it looks like something's happening.
이게 약간의 사건이 탁 생기면서 온다니까.
That it almost seems like some kind of incident or an event.
이렇게 올 수 있습니다.
That's how it comes.
이 응답이 없는 사람은 갈등이 됩니다.
But those who don't have this answer will have conflicts.
예, 그는 사고라고 보는 거예요.
They look at it as an accident.
그러나 이 답을 가진 사람은요, 이벤트입니다.
But for those who have this answer, it's an event.
그렇게 딱 보는 거예요.
That's how it's different.
주로 뭘 통해서 왔습니까?
And usually, how does it come?
박해를 통해서 왔다니까.
That it usually comes through persecution.
이해해야 됩니다.
So you have to remember.
이 축복 안에 있으면 큰일 나. 이 축복 안에 있으면 박해가 오는데 그 이때 다 역사에 났잖아요.
I think about it. If you don't, you have this blessing, persecution will come. But that's when everything took place.
이때 여기 박해 왔잖아요.
Then think about it. It was during times of persecution when they came.
심지어 사도행전 이 7장 1절 60절 뭐가 죽음이 오겠죠.
If you look at Acts chapter 7 verse 1 to 60, what happened? Death came.
죽음이 와도 괜찮습니다.
But it's okay even if death comes.
성경에는요. 스데반은 이 메시지하고 죽었잖아요. 그런데 스데반 때문에 큰 역사 그때부터 나 있어요.
The Bible tells us that Stephen gave this message and then he was put to death. But because of Stephen, great works arose.
여러분이 진짜 언약 가졌다. 죽음은 시작입니다.
That if you really have the covenant, your death is just the beginning.
자, 계속해서 뭡니까?
And continuously, we see.
이때부터 보세요.
From this point on.
환란이 일어나니까 이때 흩어진 자들이 모였다죠. 안디옥 교회.
A great tribulation arose, and at this time the scattered ones gathered and raised the Antioch church in Acts 11.
바울 잡아 죽이러 다녀. 그때는 세계 선교.
They were running around trying to arrest and kill Paul, but that's when the door to world missions opened in Acts 13.
계속 일어났어.
It continues to arise.
아니 문이 막히는 같다.
It may look like a door was closed.
마게도냐로.
To Macedonia.
더 큰 핍박이 일어났어.
Even greater persecution arose.
로마로.
To Rome.
이렇게. 전부 여러분 절대 응답으로 연결됩니다.
And this is how they are all connected to absolute answers.
얘기해야 됩니다.
Remember.
나의 24.
My 24 hours.
놓치지 마세요.
Don't lose hold of that.
이거는요. 편안하게 누르는 것이지 시간 드는 것도 아닙니다.
They were just comfortably enjoying this. It doesn't take much time.
항상 기도로 이걸 누르는.
Always enjoying this through prayer.
이 축복 계속.
Always enjoying this blessing.
그러면 여러분에게 이 응답이 따라와.
Then those answers will follow.
마지막 세 번째 게 뭡니까?
And lastly, what's the third thing?
드디어 하나님께서 아무도 할 수 없는 절대 작품을 주시는 거예요.
And finally, God gives you the absolute masterpiece that nobody else can do.
절대 작품을
That He gives you the absolute masterpiece.
이걸 주시는 거예요.
This is what He gives.
절대 작품.
The absolute masterpiece.
여기 주의해야 될 부분이 있습니다.
And what you need to be cautious of here.
아무도 여러분을 도우는 사람 없는 것처럼 보일 겁니다.
It may look as if there is nobody to help you.
그래서 그걸 보고 성경은 남은 자.
But that's what the Bible says, those who remain.
성경을 한번 잘 보세요.
Look carefully at the Bible.
히브리서 11장이 증거입니다.
The evidence of that is Hebrews chapter 11.
히브리서 11장은 믿음의 모든 사람을 기록했습니다.
The Hebrews chapter 11 records all the people of faith.
11장 38절에 세상이 감당할 수 없다.
And if you look in Hebrews 11 verse 38, it says the world was not worthy of that.
여러분은 하나님의 백성입니다.
That you are God's people.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
하나님의 축복을 가지고 있어야
Then you need to have God's blessings.
그래야만 불신자 사람 살리는 거.
Only then can you save people and unbelievers.
틀림없습니다.
Undoubtedly.
어떤 작품이 나옵니까?
Then what masterpiece do we see?
베드로를 통해서 작품이 나왔습니다.
That we see this masterpiece through Peter.
너무 많으니까 하나만 딱.
Because there's so many, let me just tell you one.
베드로전서 2장 9절입니다.
1 Peter 2 verse 9.
여러분 누군지 압니까?
Do you know who you are?
사단을 이긴 왕 같은 제사장.
That you are a royal priesthood who overcomes Satan.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
어둠 속에 있는 사람에게 빛을 선전하게 불렀다.
You have been called to declare the light to those in darkness. That's this masterpiece.
바울에게.
And to Paul.
너무 많지만은.
There might be many.
로마 16장 25절 27절.
But Romans 16 verse 25 to 27.
영세전에 감추어뒀다가 이제나.
What was hidden from long ages past and is now disclosed.
이게 따라옵니다.
And so these things follow.
저는 이 응답 받으면서 여러분에게 심부름해 주는 거예요.
That receiving these answers, I'm simply running errands for you.
그 머리 나쁜 사람이랍니다.
And so people who are not too smart say this.
막 저런 건 이래야 되고 저런데. 가만 놔도 그냥 도와주면 돼요.
And pastor, you got to do this way and you got to do that way. Just leave it alone. Just help them.
제가 세계 복음화 사람들을 꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
And so people who are going to do world evangelization, you must remember.
내가 이러면 저런 사기꾼들 저런 막 괜찮아요.
Oh, pastor, all those swindlers out there. I said, oh, it's okay.
일부러도 줘야 되는데 제가 찾아와서 가져왔는데 얼마 절차가 빠르고
I think about it. We should be intentionally be giving out money like that. But, you know, these people are coming 괜찮아요. To us for money. So then we don't have to go through all of the red tape. We can just give it to them.
근데 그 다 뭐 못 깨달아서 다 망해서 나는 아무 이상 없어.
But people would never realize they all perish. Nothing bad happened to me.
합니까 하나님 사람이.
And so as people of God, don't live like unbelievers and have useless worries. Just enjoy this.
이 예수님 마지막 강단이에요.
And this was Jesus' last pulpit.
이거만 누리면 응답 온다니까.
And if you just enjoy this, answers will come.
이런 정치인들 나와요.
And among the politics, we need politicians like this.
Lincoln.
지금까지는 대통령이 최고로 꼽잖아요. He is the greatest president of all time.
나는 오직 기도.
And only prayer.
여섯 번 실패도 그 실패 아니야. 계속 기도.
That even though he had continuous failure, it wasn't failure. He just continued to pray.
나도 대통령이 됐잖아.
And he became president.
대통령 나올 때도 뭐 했냐.
And even when he became president, he came out with God's word.
다른 사람 막 공략 말이죠. 성경 말 갈라디아 3장 28절.
That everyone else was trying to attack him, but he came out with Galatians chapter 3.
백인이나 흑인이나 자유자나 누구나 모두 하나다.
Whether white or black, free or slave, we are all free.
흑인 해방시키겠다.
And he wanted to set free the slaves.
내가 대통령 되면 흑인 해방시키.
That if I become president, I will set free the slaves.
반대할 줄 알았지.
He thought that everyone would go against that, but no.
최고의 대통령으로 꼽잖아.
That he was chosen as the greatest president.
지금도 가보세요. 워싱턴 그 링컨 동상 있잖아요. 가보세요.
That even if you go to Washington, D.C., you see the Lincoln Memorial there.
발인데 반질반질한 그 입맛 사가지고.
And people say that his foot or the toe part is very shiny because people keep on kissing it.
생각해 보시고 자꾸 거짓말 듣고 살지 말고 하나님 말씀 따라.
Think about this and stop living your life on lies, but listen to God's word.
진짜로 해야 될 거 아닙니까?
We need to do it for real.
산업도 진짜 산업을 해야 되고 정말 해야 될 거 아닙니까?
Even our business need to be run for real. We need to do this for real.
이때부터 결론 나옵니다.
And from this point on, we come to the conclusion.
세 가지 누림이 나옵니다.
We have three enjoyments.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
And so you must remember.
내게 임한 하나님의 보좌가 플랫폼이 됩니다.
The blessing of the throne that has come upon me becomes the platform.
보좌 놓치면 안 돼, 이걸요.
And so don't lose hold of this connection.
사람 오겠어요, 안 오겠어요?
Then will people come or not?
어떤 기준이 나오냐면요. 모든 사람이 문제가 되지 않을 때.
Then,
내게 문제 안 돼.
What's the standard measurement? No person becomes a problem.
부산역에 아무나 와야 됩니까, 안 와야 됩니까?
I think about it. Should anybody be able to come here or not?
누구든지 와야 되잖아요.
Anybody should be able to come. That's what the platform is.
내가 보좌의 플랫폼이 딱 되어 있으니까 누구든지 와서.
Because I have the platform of the blessing of the throne, anybody can come to it.
두 번째입니다.
And so, second.
보좌의 축복이 내게 임해서 파수망이 되어서 불을 비추는 겁니다.
The blessing of the light comes upon me so I can become the watchtower to shine the light.
이거는 모든 것이 문제가 안 될 때입니다.
And this is when nothing becomes a problem. It's not a problem.
모든 것.
All things.
왜냐, 다 살릴 거니까.
Why? Because you're going to save everything.
세 번째입니다.
And so, number three.
보좌의 축복이 내게 임한 영적 안테나입니다.
And so, the blessing of the throne comes upon you as a spiritual antenna.
네, 소통이 다
And then now you can communicate.
모든 현장이 겁나지 않아요.
And you're not afraid of any field.
모든 현장에서 통합니다.
And so, you'll be able to have communication with any field.
뭐가 말입니까?
What, with what?
보좌의 축복이 되겠습니다.
Why? Because the blessing of the throne is in you.
이게 1강입니다.
This is our first lecture.
좀 이따 8시 반에 2강 해야 되기 때문에 제가 약간 좀 줄였어요. 근데 다 들을 필요 없습니다. 이것만 놓치지 마.
I try to keep it brief because we're going to have a second lecture at 8:30. And so just remember this one thing.
따라오는 거니까.
The title, because everything
야,
else follows.
전체 축복 누리면 따라오니까.
If you enjoy this blessing, then everything else will follow.
예. 초대교회는 세계를 정복했는데 여러분 하셔야 돼요.
And the early church conquered the world, and you too must conquer the
예.
world.
원담 메시지 1강입니다.
That this is the first lecture of our New Year's message.
8시 반에 또 2강 하게 될
겁니다. And at 8:30 we'll move on to our second lecture. Let us pray.
감사드립니다.
We give thanks to God.
오늘 감람원의 언약이 내게 임하게 해 주옵소서.
May the covenant of the Mount of Olives come upon me.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.